God said to Abraham, I will bless those that bless you and curse. We ought to think about those things. King of the Mountain, friends, get your copy, your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries, or put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And don't forget to become a partner with us in these urgent times. Send your gift by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the, or next half hour, they're going to be the views of Thomas, who works for the freeze-dry guy, who actually has freeze-dry food, which they're encouraging people to get, because I certainly believe there are difficult times lie ahead. I'll have to admit the freeze-dry guy does help to support Radio Liberty, but we always enjoy having Thomas with us. Our telephone number, if you have a question, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. In the last half of the hour, we're going to do open lines. That's from 8:30 on, or Pacific time, that is. So if you'd like to hold your calls until then, or you can call now if you have a question for Thomas. Hi, Thomas. How are we doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. So basically, why do you encourage people to get lay in a supply of freeze-dry food? Why should people be doing something like that now? Why not wait until there's a problem?
Well, there's one good reason for that, and that if you wait until there's a problem, it's too late. On a good day, right now, when there's probably not a crisis in their local community, the supermarket only has about 3 days supply of food. When a crisis does hit, in the east, we see it with a snowstorm. We see it in other places of the country when there's weather events. The shelves are bare. They get cleaned out. So, the other reason is that, with freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, you have a much longer shelf life than you do with that food in a supermarket. If you were to just keep restocking, with the food in a supermarket, you'd find yourself busy and burning through money. Whereas if you buy these foods, you'd have a shelf life of a couple of decades, 25, 30 years, so that you know this is food that will be there when you want or need it most.
And I think that's the important thing. We don't know what the future holds, but I really feel that we're in for some very, very difficult times. I do believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country, because the average American really can't be concerned what America is doing. America is certainly imposing tyrannical regimes on countries all throughout the world. Of course, we call them democracies, but of course, they're not democracies. They're just like we don't have a democracy in America. America is a republic, but we have two political parties, both dedicated to establishing a very strong military presence all throughout the world, and that is being used to implement a world, one world government. That's what it's all about. And I really fear that those difficult times lie ahead. So basically, what should people be putting in? Should they be getting fruits or vegetables? Should they be getting meats? Should they be getting eggs? What sort of things should people be laying in for certainly an emergency where they would want to rely almost entirely on their freeze-dry food?
You know, the important thing is to think about what you eat and what you like to eat and try to store accordingly to that. That, you know, the owner of our company, who's been in this business since 1970, the freeze-dry guy always says to store what you eat because you eat what you store. Now, that may sound simple on the surface, but if you just try to store the cheapest foods that you don't like, you're going to be in trouble at that time comes when you will need them. So if you are a hearty meat eater, then we'd suggest storing plenty of freeze-dried meats. But vegetables are also good and healthy, as are fruits. We've got starches, potatoes, we've got dessert. It's all kinds of foods that you would eat. And believe it or not, despite the shelf life that this food has, it is fresh food. So the process goes, you remove the moisture from the food.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Thomas from Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Dr. Stan, I guess, is a Thomas from the Freeze Dry Guy. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, they carry not only free dry food, they have dehydrated food as well. They've got a great selection of the things that you would want to have on hand if there were a crisis situation. And basically, of course, it's you want to begin making preparations. If you don't need them, why, you could certainly they can just sit there. But if you do need them, let me tell you, they will be certainly unavailable. Now, Thomas was just saying that one of our great religious leaders, Harold Camping, just passed away. Go right ahead. What were we going to say about him?
Well, what I was going to say about him was, you know, he some people scoffed at him because he boldly predicted the end of the world and did so twice just a couple of years ago. But we're not prophesizing about the end of the world, but what we are saying is just take a look around at the world in which we live, and things are happening every day. And they're happening in the Middle East, as you talk about, Stan. You do a great job of alerting people to the things that are going on in their lives. We know we just had a big preparation for an attack on our grid system, our electrical system. Something like that would leave people without food and water, and the inconvenience of their smartphones and computers and so forth. So I think really where we are is just saying, you know, be prepared because things do happen. And they don't announce themselves in advance that they're happening in many cases. So just having what you need to take care of your family, take care of your loved ones, or, you know, depending on where you live, get to know your neighbors. You know, in many cities and in many communities, people don't know their neighbors anymore. But, you know, it's there where the true first responders are going to be when problems occur, because the police and fire do an amazing job working around the clock, but they can't get to everybody, you know, at once. So if you can take care of your family and be ready to help step up and help those in your community and have them ready to help you, then you're going to be in much better shape.
Well, why don't you get your telephone number out and your webpage so people would know how to get the information? And then I think you have a catalog, too, that you send out, too, don't you?
Right. It's 866-404-3663 is the telephone number.
And you always repeat that twice.
866-404-FOOD is another way to remember it. And our website is freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. And, you know, when you go to our website, you'll see one of the things we have up there is a big image of Santa Claus. And, you know, we talk about how Santa is prepared and how he has to be every year. And imagine if he wasn't ready to put toys out around the world for your youngest listeners. But, you know, so one of the things we're just reminding people is, you know what, Stan, you and I talk a lot about how people are getting the preparedness consciousness. People of all ages, backgrounds, even the younger demographics, the early 20s, the newly married, they are realizing this is something that is smart to do. And so what we're doing is pointing out that now is a great time. Rather than buying somebody that extra sweater that they don't need for Christmas or buying them something else that they don't really need, now's a great time to make the point, hey, be like me. Be prepared. Have some food. Have some water. Have some other emergency supplies that you might need. And so gift cards are a great thing to do at the holidays to get people into that mindset if they are not there.
All right, fine. Well, now, what about the sort of vegetables to have? What sort of fruits do you have? And do you have different selections in between the freeze-dry and the dehydrated?
We have, and we're increasing our selection, but we have freeze-dried entrees with real meat and popular dishes from rice and chicken to beef stroganoff to beef stew, vegetable stew with beef, chicken teriyaki with rice, a number of things, fruits from strawberries to pineapples to bananas and vegetables from rice and peas and corn and green beans. And then in dehydrated foods, there's potatoes, and sweet potatoes. So there's really a number of choices. And we're now again carrying Wise Foods, which, if people aren't familiar with that name, if you watch the popular television series Doomsday Preppers, they are the exclusive food of that television series on the National Geographic Channel. So we've got Mountain House, we've got Wise, and we're also seeing great demand for gluten-free foods and non-GMO foods. And so we've got some choices for you there, too.
Well, now, basically, what foods would be GMO? Because that's certainly something I'm very concerned about. I stay away from GMO foods just as much as I can. Where would you find those in the freeze-dried food? Are some of these actually GMOs?
Yeah, if you would just go to the specialty foods link that you'll find on our homepage, that'll take you right there. But even stand more and more than non-GMO is people are interested in gluten-free foods. And it seems like there's a growing segment of our population that just has a gluten intolerance. And beyond those few million people with celiac disease or just who haven't been diagnosed but know that they don't feel well if they eat wheat, we're finding a growing community of people who just want to do it for health reasons. So, I was just out with my little boy a couple of nights ago, and there was a pizza place with gluten-free pizza. So that's becoming more commonplace, and you're going to see more of that in 2014.
Okay. Well, certainly I think it's amazing, all the various items that you do have and that have available. Now, what specific types of meat do you have, do you offer for people?
There's chickens, there's beefs. You'll find more in the line of beef and chicken than you will turkey, because they just go through the freeze-drying process easier. But we have cream beef, we have diced beef, we have diced chicken, we have other forms of chicken. There's really a choice of what you love, and we even sell a kit just for meat lovers.
And you actually have ground beef too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's you can't make them into hamburgers, but you can make meatloaf and all sorts of other things out of them. And so we've actually tried that. It was delicious. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for our guest, is Thomas, who works for Freeze Dry Guy. And basically, they're one of the largest distributors of freeze dry and dehydrated food in the country. And this, in the past, when the government was buying up massive supplies of freeze dry food, most of the smaller distributors couldn't get any. But Freeze Dry Guy was always certainly one of the chosen few that did have the freeze-dry products readily available. They certainly all of the suppliers have it today. And certainly, do we have any idea why the government over about 6 months, I think it was about 2010, bought up a phenomenal amount of freeze-dry and dehydrated food? I remember when that happened, it was so difficult to get. And then, of course, they simply seem to have filled up their allotment and stopped getting it. Do we know why they bought all that food?
Well, they do that for a reason. They do believe on the federal government level, they do believe in preparedness. And, I can only speculate, maybe they thought something was going to happen or they were really going to need it. But, FEMA believes in preparedness. They run the National Preparedness Month every September since the September 11th tragedies. The government's been buying large amounts of ammunition. So they're getting ready on the government level. And part of that I think the average citizen really needs to take note of is if the government is buying things up, that doesn't mean that the government is going to be there for you when you want or need it. When the government does come in after disasters and tries to help in the recovery and the relief project, it's very often days before people get to them or they get to you. So it's not like, they pull right up to your house with everything you need. It doesn't work that way at all. There are no guarantees. So I think it's important to watch what the government is doing and take note and in some ways mirror it and do it for yourself. And make sure that, you are the governor, you are the king and queen of your castle, and make sure that you and your loved ones are ready. I know there was a big issue also a couple of years ago with the accident in Japan with the earthquake and tsunami near the Fukushima nuclear power plant. That was a major scare, and a lot of food from the United States went over to help the Japanese people. So, same thing just happened with the Philippines recently. So these events, whether they happen in your backyard or clear on the other side of the world, have an impact on what Americans can have available to them in a time of crisis.
Well, I think it's important that the American people understand that the government knows something big is up, and certainly the people who run the government, I'm talking about multi-billionaires like Bill Gates and Monsanto and certainly a number of the other people, the corporations, have established an independent, certainly doomsday seed bank, 800 miles from the North Pole, where they keep a constant military unit up there. This is a hired of professional mercenaries guarding the seeds. They want those seeds there when they start in all over again. Why would they spend dozens of millions of dollars to establish that unless they knew something big was coming? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll be back in a moment. But if they know something's coming, you should make your preparations as well. Be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
What do you say?
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, our last segment here with Thomas. We'll be doing open lines during the last half of the program, and we'll invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But right now we have Thomas from the Freeze Dry Guy. And once more, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website for our listeners out there if they want to get in touch with you.
It's the website is www.freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy. And the telephone number is 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, now, do you have anything in the way of certainly of anything to help preserve certainly water when people should have water available for them? This is a very important thing.
Yeah, we've had filters for quite a while, and we've recently got involved with a pretty fascinating survival still as well that uses reverse osmosis and can take any kind of water and make it fresh, clean drinking water, even salt water, water from the ocean. So we're excited to be having that and rolling that out as well.
Well, now, how does that work? Is it a reverse osmosis process?
Yes, it is. It basically takes the water, turns it into steam, and then turns it back into water. It's a pretty cool system.
How expensive is a system of that sort?
It's roughly about $300.
Okay, fine. Well, that's not out of bounds at all. Okay,
no,
fine.
But that could make a huge difference. So what we recommend is for people, again, offer them choices. Take a look at either a product like this or filters, or even just start to stockpile some water, that you put away in your house, in your basement, et cetera.
Well, I think all of these things are things that people need to think about. Now, do you have any sort of a booklet or an instructions for what people should be thinking about and certainly to sort of guide them through this process of beginning to get prepared?
We do. We're working on more of that now, and we're just trying to really put it into added content on our website. So we're just working on putting more and more information up there for people, just to learn about what they might want, learn about what choices they might have, and also looking at, if you want to use this food for other purposes, how you can do that too. If you have Boy Scouts, you know the value of having this kind of food for hiking trips. For camping, for people who go sailing on sailboats, you can see the benefits of delicious fresh food to have with you, not only for a survival standpoint, but just to enjoy good meals while you're on the boat. For camping, hiking, backpacking, hunting. At this time of year, we're selling food to hunters who are sitting up in a tree for a day or two, waiting for their animal of choice to come by, and they have delicious fresh meals to help them through those waiting periods. So, again, we're just trying to be a 21st century company and put as much information as we can for people to have at their fingertips when they come to our website.
So basically you have number 10 cans, and then you have individual packets.
Yeah, there's a choice of Mylar pouches, which are sealed and lightweight, that you could take those and stick those in your grab and go bag, and also the number 10 cans come in cases, so you can stock up on those, and obviously they'll be a little more difficult to transport, but good to keep and very economical.
Okay, fine. Well, it's just about out of time. Thomas, do you have a parting thought for our listeners before I let you go?
I do. Keep listening to Dr. Stan. Dr. Stan, thanks for keeping it real. And from all of us at Freeze Dry Guy, I just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And and use this new year not only to look at how you can become better prepared, but how you can be happier and make it the best year of your life.
God bless. Thanks so much, Thomas. Give my best to the freeze-dry guy. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to do open lines this next half hour, so we're going to have to depend on you to call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and don't be bashful. Give us a call. We'd be love to hear from you. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We'll be back in just a moment here for the last half hour, and then we've got a great program at 9 o'clock tonight with L.A. Mizuli. But give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's open lines for the next 30 minutes. And then we have L.A. Mizuli going to be with us to talk about his latest video on going into UFOs. But right now, if you're out there and you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But give us a call if something you'd like to talk about. But this afternoon, while we were talking certainly about what's happening financially and what really smart people are saying about this. Now, you're getting a lot of false information from the Federal Reserve System and from the propaganda the groups, the major television networks and major radio networks, which are all part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness, that are simply lying to you. They're telling you that we don't have inflation, maybe 1% or 2%, and they're simply lying. The real inflation rate is probably close to 8%, according to John Williams. And then, of course, we talk about unemployment. Isn't it wonderful? The unemployment's down to 7%. And what they, of course, they don't tell you is how you define unemployment. If you go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics site, certainly the U.S. government, and look up the U6 level of unemployment, you'll find that they will admit it's over 14%. That's the unemployed, the underemployed, and those who've given up looking for work. And if you go to John Williams' site, John Williams' site, basically he will tell you it's over 22% unemployment. That is the unemployed, the underemployed, and certainly those have certainly given up looking for work. So basically nothing they tell us is true. They tell us, of course, that the economy is growing, maybe GDP is about 2%, but they use the wrong figures for inflation. Actually, we're going behind every year, and they're simply not telling the truth about what's going on. Well, basically, certainly in a recent article by Michael Snyder, and incidentally, I read Michael Snyder regularly because I think he's one of the smartest people writing articles. Anytime I see an article by Michael, I pick it out. And in a recent article, he just quoted a lot of the financial experts of what they really think is going on, and one of them was Jim Rogers. Now, I don't know if you know Jim Rogers, but he's a fellow who wrote a book about how he traveled around the world on a motorcycle, and he was actually an associate of George Soros, and now he's independent. He lives over in Singapore. He is a multi-billionaire, and this is what he wrote recently. You saw what happened in 2008 and 2009, which was worse than the previous economic setback because the debt was much higher. Well, now the debt is staggeringly much higher, and so is our next economic problem. Whenever it happens or whatever causes it, it's going to be worse than the past because we have these unbelievable levels of debt and unbelievable letters of money printing all over the world. Be worried and get prepared. Now, it may not happen until 2016 or sometime. I have no idea when it's going to happen, but when it comes, be careful. And that certainly is a multi-billionaire, another multi-billionaire, a man who is said to be the richest man in Mexico. His name is Howard Marks. But basically the richest man in Mexico recently wrote an article. His name is Hugo Salinas Price, and he said this: I think we're going to see a series of bankruptcies. I think the rise in interest rates is the fatal sign which is going to ignite a derivative crisis. This is going to bring down the derivative system and the entire financial system. There are over $1 trillion in derivatives, and most of them are related to interest rates. The spiking of the interest rate in the United States may set that off. What is going to happen in the world is eventually we're going to come to a moment where there are going to be massive bankruptcies all around the globe. And I think these people are very, very smart. I think they know what's going to happen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. I'd love to hear what you want to say. But Mike Maloney, who's a well-known financial talk show host, said this: I think the crash in 2008 was just a speed bump on the way to the main event. The consequences are going to be horrific. The rest of the decade is going to be the greatest calamity in history. Let me repeat that. I think the crash in 2008 was just a speed bump on the way to the main event. The consequences are going to be horrific. The rest of the decade is going to be the greatest calamity in history. Russell Napier works for a company that provides advice to banking and bankers, and he said this: we are on the edge of a deflationary shock, which will likely reduce equity values from very high to very low. Howard Marks, who works for Oak Tree Capital, said this: certainly, risk tolerance has been increasing of late. High returns on risky assets have encouraged more of the same, and the markets are becoming more heated. The bottom line varies from sector to sector, but I have no doubt that markets are becoming more heated. The bottom line varies from sector, but I have no doubt that markets are riskier than at any other time since 2008 or early 2009 for equities, and they're becoming more so. And basically, of course, he is anticipating there's going to be a major collapse. We had John Williams on as a guest on the program last week, and I don't know if you know John Williams, but he actually writes shadowstats.com, and we're always pleased to have him on. He was only on with us for 30 minutes. But he basically commented that he thinks that in the first quarter of this coming year, that's 2014, or at the latest by the end of the second quarter, there's going to be a major financial contraction in the United States. Now, I've read John Williams for a long period of time. I think he's very reliable. And I think the fact that he's making a statement like this really gives us something to really be concerned about. Right now, let's go to Ron, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ron. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Stan. I thank you for your show. I was watching 60 Minutes on Sunday, and they had quite a disturbing story about the NSA and some of the revealing information that Mr. Snowden is bringing about. And it really seemed as though the general and some of the folks at the NSA were telegraphing in this program that there potentially could be a collapse of the American banking or the worldwide banking system because of cyber terrorism and that continual attempts like this are being made. So my question is, could this be false flag in preparation because the money printing can only go on so long, and the lies and the cover-up can only go for so long? And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, fine. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, I think that the elite are doing everything they can to keep the American people from knowing what lies ahead and from certainly preparing for it. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, what you need to do, and I'm not a financial advisor, but I will tell you that right now why, because people are investing in the stock market. People who have sat on the sidelines for years have simply kept their money out of the stock market. Suddenly they're going into the stock market, they're going into the bond market, because they keep going up. And that is what happens just before the whole thing collapses. This is a standard approach that's used over and over again. And basically, you know when the economy is going to collapse because the last bear becomes a bull. In other words, suddenly people who have been very pessimistic finally say, look, it's going to go on forever. There's all this money to be made out there. I'm not getting my fair share. And they're simply investing tens of billions of dollars. I think $43 billion just went into bonds over the last couple of months and a similar amount into the stock market. And that usually is the sign that this whole thing is about coming tumbling down. How soon it is, nobody has any way of knowing. But they're not going to tell you ahead of time. They're going to see a dramatic drop in the stock market. And an awful lot of people who certainly going to lose their life savings. An awful lot of the pension funds that are going into these speculative situations and buying bonds or junk bonds, they're going to be wiped out and without the pensions of so many people who've worked their whole life, looking forward to being able to retire with a comfortable retirement. And it's all going to go down the tubes, and everything points in that direction. That article on Sunday, certainly on 60 Minutes, I watched it. And of course, this general, the four-star general, is saying, we do not listen to people's telephone calls. All we do is get their telephone numbers so that we can correlate the numbers and see who's calling who. But we're not listening to the telephone calls. And this is a half-truth. Let me tell you how it works. You see, because it's illegal to listen to American telephone calls, they don't listen to American telephone calls. They listen to calls over in Great Britain and in Europe. And the British come over and they listen to our telephone conversations here. And that way, the four-star a general could go on 60 Minutes and say, with a straight face, we don't listen to American telephone calls unless we have a subpoena. No, but ladies and gentlemen, they let the British do that. And the British tell them what's in our telephone calls. And we tell the British what's in their telephone calls and what's the European telephone calls. Because the British and the Americans work very closely together. And the fact that the man who was questioning this gentleman, this four-star general, didn't understand what was going on. And of course, you have to understand that 60 Minutes is part of CBS, and CBS is certainly part of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness that has been for many years. It's controlled by Viacom, and don't you believe it for 1 minute. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we're on the verge of some very, very serious financial problems. Make your preparations accordingly. Certainly, I suggest that you certainly look where your money is invested and make sure that it's going to be protected. And certainly, the stock market and the bond market today is not a good place to have your money. We have Ron calling us from Washington State. Hi, Ron. Haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks. How have you been?
I was down at the University of Southern California.
Okay. Well, what were you doing down there?
Well, my son goes there, and I was helping him out. And while I was there, in fact, my wife was there before I was, and she told me to go to the Doheny Library and take a look at this very ornate exhibit about the Federal Reserve, what a wonderful institution it is and how it's it has preserved our economy and kept us afloat and prevented all sorts of recessions. And in fact, I think the title of their exhibit was The Power of Trillions. And I thought...
Well, they're not going to tell us how they've destroyed about 95% of the value of our currency. They didn't mention that, have they? I mean, certainly...
No, they didn't mention that.
Right.
One of the nation's most important yet misunderstood institutions works to provide security and trust in the domestic American economy and international financial market.
I think people have to understand what Professor Quigley says in his book, Tragedy and Hope. And remember, Professor Quigley was a liberal college professor. He was a mentor for Bill Clinton. But he talks about how the central banks of the world work together. The central bankers get together in secret meetings to plan how they're going to run the world. And that's exactly what's happening. Suddenly, our government does not control the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve controls our government. There are six major banks. That's Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, the Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup. And they control over 50% of the financial assets of this entire country. Go up and look at Google and simply type in six major banks control 50% or 60% of the financial assets of America. You'll find it's true. These are the people who hire certainly our president and who is the largest contributor to the candidacy of Barack Hussein Obama this last time around. It was Goldman Sachs. And that's the way it always works. But of course, they're not going to tell the American people that we have a ruling elite, and they all tie into the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, and behind that are the powerful spirits of forces that run the whole system. But go ahead, Ron. What else did you learn at this special exhibit?
Congress created the Federal Reserve in 1913. Today, the Fed has clear mandates to maximize employment, ensure stable prices, and keep long-term interest rates at a moderate level. Over the past 100 years, with the exceptions of the Great Depression and inflation in the 1970s, the Fed has largely achieved these goals.
Well, let's see now. If we look at their current statistics, 7% unemployment doesn't sound bad. But, of course, that's a U2 or U3 unemployment. You go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics' own figures, that U6 unemployment's over 14%. And if you go to John Williams' website, shadowstats.com, it's over 22%. They're simply lying to us. They haven't given us full employment, and they certainly haven't given us a stable currency. They've totally failed, and these people I think should be arrested and tried for treason. That's what they've done in Iceland. But, of course, that's never mentioned by the controlled media in the United States. And they put the bankers in prison in Iceland because of what they did and tried to do to destroy the monetary stability of that nation and declare a dictatorship under their control. And the bankers are in prison today, and that's where they deserve to be.
Well, it's not quite what this exhibit says. I thought you'd get... you'd find it quite interesting if I.
Well, I do really, and because you were actually reading from that from
those. That's exactly what I was doing. This is I took a photo of it. I couldn't believe it. And, in fact, I wrote to my elected representative, and I recommended that the new chairman of the Federal Reserve be Ron Paul. But they never responded. No,
I'm sure they wouldn't. But did you notice who they're coming up with for the new vice chairman of the Fed? Nobody's talking about this, but it's a fellow named Stanley Fisher. Do you know who Stanley Fisher is?
No.
He's the former chairman of the Central Bank of Israel. Why would we be putting the former chairman of the Central Bank of Israel in as the vice chairman or assistant chairman of the Federal Reserve System, probably the single most powerful organization in all of the United States? Why would we take this man, former head of the Central Bank of Israel? And nobody's talking about that. And that's because all these central bankers, it has nothing to do with the fact he's Jewish. It has to do with the fact that these central bankers are a little independent club of people who have the power and they rule the world today pretty well. There are a few countries they don't, but they're using the American military and financial power to bring those countries under submission so that all these countries will merge into this one world government. And they want to unite Europe, they want to unite North America, they want to unite South America and Africa and Asia. And we're working with our good friends in both China and India. They pretend to be at odds with them, but they're really not. They're all in on this together, moving us towards the one world government, the one world financial system, and ultimately the one world religion. Because behind all of this are the powerful spirits of forces you've heard me talk about so many times before. Go right ahead, Ron.
Okay, well, I just thought I want you folks to, you and your listeners, to know that this is one of the most prestigious universities in the country, and this is what they're promoting.
Well, I think that for the average individual who's never thought about it, why, it sounds really great, you know? I mean, isn't it wonderful to have a central bank that's going to restore our economy and getting us back, suddenly onto a sound financial basis and bring prosperity back? What they don't understand is the loyalty is not to America. We're transferring our wealth to China. We're transferring our wealth to India. We're raising standards throughout the world and lowering them here. And most Americans have no idea what's really going on today. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we depend upon those of you who listen to our programs across America to help us maintain our network. And basically, we have probably in the afternoon probably 10, 12 stations carrying our program. So the second hour, we probably have closer to 15 or 18. So in the evening, we probably have about 10 different outlets, certainly with the internet, in addition to that, actually, I think there are 11 stations in the internet, and then of course people can get us through other methods. They have an iPad, an iPhone, afternoon program that can be heard on telephone. But all of these things certainly are vehicles to get the truth out that you're not going to get out through regular channels. And we have a lot of people out there in alternative radio, but few of them really emphasize the spiritual component that energizes these wicked people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate the world, to bring about a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. And there really are satanic forces. They're not imaginary. They're really very real. They're really very, very powerful, and they have an intense hatred for everything that is good and noble and worthwhile because, of course, they worship a different god. And there really are people, ladies and gentlemen, today who do worship Lucifer. There are satanic organizations in probably almost every community across America. They have their rituals. You're not going to hear about them through regular channels. Why? Because they control the regular channels. 90% of the media in America is controlled by six major corporations. Maybe it's seven by now because Bill Gates is investing a tremendous amount of money buying up certainly newspapers and other means of communication so they can largely control what the American people think and believe. Well, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and when you do that, you get our newsletter, you get our four best CDs or tapes of the month. Or you can certainly get the CDs or the tape sets or DVDs or books that we offer, and we've got a wonderful selection. You can find them at our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, or you can certainly get one of our catalogs. And then, of course, another thing you can do to help us would be to get your vitamins and minerals and other items of that sort through us. We carry a top-notch, certainly, products, whether it would be certainly Iodorol, which is an iodine product because most people are iodine deficient, or have magnesium because most people are magnesium deficient. But we need certainly high-dose vitamin D. So many doctors will tell you to take 300 or 400 units. You need close to 5,000, 4,000 to 5,000 units to be effective. And basically, we carry high-quality vitamin D and vitamin C. And you want to get vitamin D3, not certainly just a regular vitamin D, because you never know what you're really getting, but I can assure you that the health products we carry, whether it be the flavonoids, curcumin, the other items certainly are top-notch and will keep you in good health. And so if you'd like to get our health products, you can certainly get them off of our catalog. You can get them off of our website. Or if you'd like a list of them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll get you the list. We also carry a line of spices. Why do we carry spices? Why do we raise funds? And we have to figure out every possible way we can to raise funds so that we can pay for the radio time that we purchase all across America as we try to bring people the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And so basically, of course, we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and certainly we wouldn't be without the Miracle 2 gel. Certainly my wife uses this on cuts and bruises and burns and shingles and all sorts of things. And I will have to admit, I'm always amazed at how well it does. That's the Miracle 2 gel. And of course, we use the Miracle 2 soaps and other items. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our staff, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in a moment with L.A. Marzulli.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of L.A. Marzulli, who I consider a friend, who certainly is right on the front lines of this spiritual battle, trying to get the information out as to what's really going on behind the scenes. And we carry a number of his DVDs they call Watchers. We have the earlier 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, I guess. But right now we're going to be talking about the latest one, which is Watchers 7. And it's a fascinating DVD. We began looking into the supernatural element that's out there, and specifically into the UFOs, the unidentified flying objects, which there's no question they're there, they're real. And so Lynn has talked to many people who have actually witnessed them and photographed them. Lynn, thank you very much for being with us. L.A., thank you very much
for being with us tonight. Hi, Dr. Stan. Merry Christmas to you early, sir. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you pick up the story and tell our listeners about your latest DVD, Watchers 7.
I certainly will. We've got some incredible footage, which I showed actually at the conference, Dr. Stan. We were both at, put on by Prophecy in the News, at Pikes Peak in July, and knowing that we were working on 7, we already had the footage, and it came through Dr. Roger Lear, who's a surgeon, he's a podiatrist, he's also a surgeon, and he's removed 16 implants from people, and we're actually getting ready to do the 17th one, which will happen on January 4th, and we're sort of excited about that. The person has that is actually in Watcher 7, we've pixelated his face, because he wants to remain anonymous. But this goes back to when he was 5 years old, when he was being abducted. And at first, he tried to fight these entities, and they fled. But later on, they got the better of it, and a 5 or 6-year-old boy was abducted, and an implant was put into right below the area, right below his knee. What's interesting about this is it sort of lay dormant for a number of years, and he kind of forgot about the incident. and he's riding his motorcycle, and all of a sudden he described it as a pain, like someone pounding a railroad spike through his knee. And it was so excruciating, according to, we call the man G, just the letter G, that he ditched his bike because it was the pain was absolutely unbearable. And he wanted to know what was going on, so he went, of course, to the emergency room, and they took x-rays, and they said, well, everything is fine. There's no torn ligaments, and you don't have a fractured bone or a pulled muscle or anything like that. Everything is fine, but there's this little sort of like an object. It looks like a metallic object. Did you ever have any childhood injuries? And, of course, he said, no, I have no idea what that might be. Well, one thing led to another, and years later now, it's present day. And Richard Shaw, the co-producer of Watchers, had just moved into a new home, and this gentleman showed up randomly to inspect his smoke alarms. And one thing led to another, and they struck up a conversation. And finally, this person began to just reveal to Richard what was going on, and this is how we got into the story. We took him into Dr. Roger Lear's office, did x-rays, CAT scan, ultrasound, and we're going to remove the implant in January.
And is that Watcher 6 where you have the interviews and where they go into the background of what they found on these 16 implants? And basically it's a strange type of metal. Do we know what type of metal is in these? We've had them analyzed, but it's very, very, it's almost unworldly. What do they find when they analyze these?
The closest thing it comes to, Dr. Stan, is what we would consider meteorite metal that falls to Earth from space.
Okay, fine. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with L.A. Marzulli right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
Here.
Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, L.A. Marzulli, and certainly we're talking about his DVDs, and we carry these because we think they're very, very provocative. And basically, he's talking about how Dr. Lehr, as a podiatrist, has actually removed some 16 of these metallic items from people. They've had it analyzed. The metal in all of them seems to be some sort of a meter type of metal, something from outer space. They simply are very, very hard. They certainly seem to have certain radioactive qualities, certainly, and basically there's another one they're going to be taking out here in the next few days. But there's something else is happening. This is happening not only locally, it's happening throughout the world. L.A. says that he just got a letter from some woman who'd actually had one of these things removed and analyzed with very, very similar findings. But strange things are happening all over the world. There really are unidentified flying objects. Certainly, if you can watch these, you can see the videos of them. There's no question they're all over the world in large numbers, increasing numbers. What are they? What do they represent? I know they're real. I know my wife actually had seen one many, many years ago, long before I ever met her, when she was still just a very young girl. She and her dad saw it together, watched it sitting, hovering in the sky for half an hour, while, of course, then the little spacecraft came out from under it, and then it suddenly just whisked away faster than then you could watch it. Go right ahead, L.A.
Well, one of the things, you know, you mentioned the whole idea that this phenomenon is happening globally, and it is. One of the things we talk about, and we sat down with Major George Filer. This man has seen craft before. He is a retired Air Force pilot, obviously a major. He's flown all types of aircraft. And he puts out a weekly report called Filer's Files. And in that report, usually he's been getting, roughly 200-400 sightings per month. Well, in the month of April, it jumped. All of a sudden, we had 1,000 UFO sightings in the month of April. Well, what's even more astounding, fast forward to the month of October, and that number now has increased to 2,000 UFO sightings reported worldwide. And this is comprised of Peter Davenport's site and George Filer's site. When you combine the two and you weed out the duplicates, There were 2,000 UFO sightings reported in the month of October. Surely we can say that the phenomena is real, it is burgeoning, and it's not going away. And, you know, interestingly enough, Dr. Stan, many people won't even look at the subject or afraid to look at it or scoff at it or roll their eyeballs, whereas places like Mexico and other places outside America, this phenomena is being talked about. Well, we talk about this in Watchers 7 because in Washington, D.C., this past April, there was a group of scientists, statesmen, governors, congressmen, pilots, astronauts, all got together at what was called the Citizens Hearing for Disclosure, held at the Washington Press Corps. And there was a group of ex-senators and governors who were there on the panel that were listening to this evidence. And the whole point of this meeting was to try to get Washington to look at the phenomena in a serious fashion. And one of the most astounding clips, and we have this in Watchers 7, and again, you know, the church has no idea what is being said. This man is named Paul Hellyer. He's the former Secretary of Defense of the Canadian government. So this man has impeccable credentials, and it's not some fourth grader with a six-pack of beer and a fishing trip. It's just not, that's not what we're looking at. The man is highly intelligent. He articulates very well, and he's the former secretary of the Canadian Defense Department. And he says, without pause, UFOs, and I'm quoting directly, I quote, UFOs are as real as the airplane flying overhead. Which is an absolutely an astounding statement to make. Now, when we look at that and we look at the other people, Dr. Stephen Greer, many of these people are what I would call and come from a New Age paradigm. They are not, they don't have a Christian worldview. They're not religious at all. They don't believe in anything. Most of them are atheists, and they are looking at the so-called extraterrestrial UFO phenomena, and they are awaiting their arrival. So what's amazing to me is that the church sits there with its hands over its eyes and other fingers in its ears and won't even talk about the subject, won't address it. Meanwhile, the other side of the aisle, the New Agers, the ancient alien crowd, the ancient astronaut crowd, and everyone else is looking at the phenomena, and they are waiting. They are expecting the revealing of the so-called extraterrestrial presence. And I just find that absolutely sort of mind-numbing that the church, which should be the vanguard looking and dominating the conversation, isn't even involved in the conversation for the most part. You've got some researchers which are talking about it, like guys like Chris Putman, Tom Horn, myself, Doug Camp, Rob Skiba, and others who are trying to warn of what not is coming, but what is already here. And yet, for the most part, it falls on deaf ears. At some point, Dr. Stan, and I truly believe it's sooner than later. I'm not a date setter, no idea when it's going to happen, but sooner or later, some event is going to happen, and we will see mile-wide craft in the skies over the cities of the earth. And that might sound astounding to you, but if you start doing research, you will see that people, ex-governors, reporters, pilots, all have seen and reported visual contact, credible witnesses, trained witnesses, trained observers, mile-wide craft in broad daylight in the skies over certain cities of the world.
But, of course, the New Agers are thinking that these are coming from outer space, from some other planet or
That's
some
right.
other universe, where I think most Christians believe that these are from the other dimension, from
Correct.
The spiritual dimension. And that separates, certainly, in the way we look at these things and certainly the way we interpret the stories that we hear from the pilots and others who actually tried to track these down. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. The Christian worldview is that what these beings are interdimensional. What's interesting is, and I've talked about this many times before, certainly on your show, if we are really alone in the universe, and I realize that there's a whole great debate, plurality of worlds, that's been going on for hundreds of years now. But recently, even I think of last week, the Huffington Post and other websites ran an article, could we be living in a holographic universe? Chuck Missler, once again, going back to the July Prophecy of a News Conference in Colorado, you know, stated, are we living in a digital simulation? Is this a holographic universe? Are we in some sort of a digital simulation, which is a mere shadow of a greater reality? If that's the case, then all of a sudden, the idea that there are other worlds with other beings on it may just grow very pale in the sense that if this is a digital simulation, And of course, this is what I believe it is, even though it's an incredibly complex one. But we're here, and these entities which are coming through are not from Sirius or the Pleiades or the wherever in some other place in the universe. They are interdimensional beings which are coming to us and interfacing with us from another dimension. And I know that Chuck Missler, Gary Stearman, and others hold to this paradigm, and of course, Tom Horn, myself, and the other people that I've mentioned, we all hold to this paradigm that this is not ET from, you know, the planet Zeta Reticuli, wherever that may be. These beings are, in fact, extraterrestrial, interdimensional beings, which are coming from the second heaven. And they are nefarious. And I believe many of them, if not all of them, are highly malevolent.
And, of course, basically, there are a lot of people who actually have claimed that they've actually seen them. Sometimes they claim that they've actually been abducted by them. Is there any evidence to validate this idea that sometimes people have actually been abducted by these beings from the other dimension?
Well, there is. And we see this over and over and over again with the reports that we get from people who have been abducted. For instance, we interviewed Dr. David Jacobs, who has spent literally decades dealing with the abduction phenomena. He's got well over 100 documented cases in his files of people who have had direct contact with the so-called extraterrestrial entities. And he despairs of the future. And the reason why he despairs of the future is because He believes there's a breeding program which is going on, which has gone on, and has sort of reached its zenith, reached its conclusion. And these hybrid beings, which these entities have been making, are now beginning to be integrated into the population in the world. And that's what he believes. Is there proof of that? No. But what's interesting is I keep getting reports, and we actually have a companion book with Watcher 7 called Further Evidence. And one of those reports that we have in it speaks of a man, the people that come on the record, many of them want to remain anonymous. So I change names and dates and places and geographic locations to make it almost impossible to trace and find out who is telling the story. With that in mind, there's a man who was a missionary, and he and his wife had a team of two other people. So there are four people, and they were down on a rescue mission in a city, let's just say in the Midwest someplace. And they were getting ready to do some street witnessing to the prostitutes and drug addicts. And this is the Bowery. This is the bottom of the barrel here. But they were going out and trying to make a difference and save people, get them out of the depravity and the bondage that they're in, and try to get them freed up. And as they went into the street, they encountered this very tall man with extremely pale skin and whitish hair, who was standing in the street with a black trench coat on. And they engaged this guy. And this guy was close to 7 feet tall, very, very tall and thin, very pale skin. And they were all taken aback by his appearance. His eyes were unnerving. They felt the presence of evil, and they engaged this guy verbally for about 5 minutes. And finally, the leader, the man who told me the story, took his team away because he had such a horrible feeling. Well, what the story gets really bizarre, because from that moment on, the husband and wife team, their life went into a tailspin. The wife almost was killed. There was illness in the family.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cindy L.A. was telling the story of a certain about this a gentleman who had encountered this rather tall, pale, strange-looking gentleman, and then everything fell apart in his life. And then, of course, it tells the story about how he encountered a man, and it would almost appear that it was an angel, and suddenly everything returned to more normal in his life. It's an incredible story. But are there really, certainly, people out there who are some from the other dimension? Well, Dr. Jenkins, you'll actually see if you get Watcher 7, interviews a scientist who's studied this for many years. Anybody who believes it's certainly there. There are these humanoids within our society. Are we accurate? Is this actually taking place? Are there really people who are partly human and partly humanoid? Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't be at all surprised, because I'm certainly convinced in my own mind that there is a supernatural dimension out there, and that there are beings who come from that dimension into our dimension. Go right ahead, Elliot.
Well, as Dr. Jacobs says in the interview, he despairs for the future. And I would, too, if I had his worldview. But we have hope, and that hope is the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, coming back and returning on the white horse with the armies of heaven. And I believe that is absolutely literal, and I believe that that's where we are headed to. But meantime, we are in some very, very dark days. And, of course, Watcher 7 talks about what I believe is some of the darkness. Of course, I'm speaking about the UFO phenomena, as does the book Further Evidence.
And let me just comment that if you get Watcher 7 DVD, Barbara and I just finished watching it last night in preparation for the program, of course, but you'll actually see the interview with Dr. Jacobs, who is not coming from a Christian point of view, but he has encountered these, what he believes are humanoids, and he really, of course, is a man without hope. And suddenly we have hope because we have our trust in our Lord, but for those who don't, like Dr. Jacobs, it's a fascinating insight into how people feel when they see the supernatural and they do not understand it. They can't put it into a Christian perspective. Go right ahead, L.A.
Exactly. Very well put. Thanks, Dr. Stan. But, you know, what we're trying to do with the entire Watcher series is wake people up. People that are Christian, of course, the church, but people that don't have a Christian background or a Christian paradigm and have no idea what they're looking at. And I think that the Watchers series really shows that and reveals that. We're getting reports of people having Watchers parties where they invite, you know, all their friends over and they sit and watch 1 through 7 now, Watchers marathons. I mean, we keep getting reports like this. So we know we're hitting a nerve. I get emails all week long, Dr. Stan, from people who thank me for the books that I write and these programs that we do, like Watchers, because what we're doing is we're providing the information, and we kind of do it in a non-religious way. We're not like, you know, Bible thumping and quoting scripture every 5 seconds, and, you know, because people who aren't, look, I when you say Matthew 24, I know what you're talking about, okay? But if you're not a Christian, if you're not biblically literate, you have no idea who Matthew is, and 24 to you might just be an old TV show. You know, that's what it was to a lot of people. And we're schooled in this so we can use the shorthand. So we try to keep the Christianese and those addresses out of the watchers, because it just confuses people and it sort of obfuscates really the information what we're trying to get out. What we do in the Watchers series all through from 1 to 7 is present the evidence to people and then let them make up their own mind. And we're not afraid to really talk to anybody on both sides of the aisle. That's why we have someone like Stephen Bassett, who believes, who is not a Christian, and who believes that E.T. is going to be here, but eventually there'll be some sort of a revealing, and guys like Chris Putman, who are totally on board as a Christian author. His best-selling book, Ex of Vaticana, incredible book, co-authored by Tom Horn, an absolute must-read. We've interviewed him for Watchers 7. So you see, we've got people from both sides, or both ends of the spectrum, two different worldviews, two different paradigms, and yet they're both talking and stating what they believe in Watchers. So it's not a cherry picking or a loaded program. We really try to present both sides and leave it up to the viewer as to, you know, to embrace the paradigm that they're most comfortable with. I will say this though: at the end of every Watchers, I sort of get the last word, and on this one, I just stated that whoever these creatures are, these entities are, from wherever they're from, whoever they are, as Jacques Vallée says, they seem to lie and do so habitually.
And I would simply point out that we have all of these in stock. Watchers 1 through 7, and certainly we'll have 7 to be arriving just in a day or two. We've watched it, but it's well worthwhile. And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. We also carry several of L.A.'s books. And L.A., Sydney, is doing a great job of getting this information out so people can begin to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, most people don't understand this because the media is controlled. Unfortunately, our churches have been infiltrated. They infiltrated our seminaries many years ago and changed both the music and the message of the Christian church. If you want to go watch us, 1-800-544-8922.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients.
So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. L.A. is talking about the Phoenix Lights, I think it was 1997. And there were thousands of people who saw this craft a mile wide. I guess indeed you're going back and forth across the sky there in Phoenix. I can remember when that occurred. And then he was simply talking, L.A. was talking about the governor. Who was the governor who actually came forward and admitted that he'd actually seen one of these? What was that story about?
Well, Fife Symington in 2007 at the 10th anniversary on Larry King, when the microphone finally was passed to him and he got to talk, the first thing he said, he apologized to his former constituents and asked them to forgive him for taking the matter lightly. What he had done is in 1997, he dressed up one of his staff members in an alien costume and said, "We found the culprit." Of course, this was very offensive to many people who were saying, "Look, we saw a mile-wide craft. We know it wasn't one of ours. What, you know, why are you covering this thing up?" A lot of people got ticked off, and he apologized for that. And then he stated on national TV, which was absolutely incredible, and I saw it live, and I'll never forget it. He stated, "I, too, was in, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, the night that this happened. I saw the craft," and this is the former governor of Arizona, and he states unequivocally, and I quote, "It was not of this world." So you see, we have these admissions by people like former governor Fife Symington. We've got people like the Canadian former Secretary of Defense Paul Hellyer stating that UFOs were as real as the airplanes flying overhead. What is it going to take for the church? And, you know, I'm kind of bagging on the church at night because I want to wake us up. I want to wake the body of Messiah, the body of Christ up. Because people need to understand the times in which we live in. Of course, I believe all this that we're talking about is part of what I call the coming great deception that Paul tells us will happen before the Antichrist is revealed. When we go to 2 Thessalonians, that's an address. The book is written thousands of years ago. It's a letter to these guys who live in Thessalonica. So the address for someone who wants to talk about that is 2 Thessalonians. There's nothing spiritual about it at all. It's just an address. But when we go there and we look at one of those verses, it tells us that the revealing will not happen. The revealing of the Messiah, second coming, will not happen. Let me back up. Sorry. That the Antichrist, the revealing of the Antichrist, the son of perdition. I got those two things confused. Please forgive me. The revealing of the Antichrist, the son of perdition, will not happen until the apostasia, until the apostasy. There's going to be an apostasy, and that word in the Greek is apostasia. It can also mean falling away or departure, but all that's in reference to the key meaning, which is apostasy. So you can fall away, that's what apostasy means, or you can depart from the faith, that's what the apostasy means. It doesn't mean harpazo, which means rapture, in my opinion. It says, "Let no man deceive you," for that revealing, okay, of the son of perdition, the Antichrist, will not happen until the apostasy happens, which begs the question, what would cause millions of Christians worldwide to just abandon the faith? When E.T. shows up, and we talk about this in Watcher 7, when we interviewed Stephen Bessette, who told us that when E.T. shows up, it'll be E.T. 24/7, 365. In other words, the entire media, the global media, will be focused on this event. People have no clue of what is coming. It is absolutely unprecedented, and it's going to happen at some point. At some point, the so-called extraterrestrial presence will reveal itself. If you don't know what you're looking at ahead of time, a priori, you may and most likely will be deceived. And this falls right into the prophecy that Jesus says 2,000 years ago, and states the very cogent warning to us that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. Why would he say something like that? What is he trying to warn us of? What do you mean the elect would be deceived if that were possible? Something is coming. Something wicked this way comes. Something is coming which is absolutely unprecedented. And unless you know what you're looking at a priori ahead of time, very likely you will be deceived. you will believe the lie, the strong delusion, which further on in that passage in 2 Thessalonians, it states, because they did not believe the truth, God then sends them a strong delusion. That is what's coming, folks.
And I think it's important for people to understand that there's been an intentional government cover-up. And if you certainly have any association with the government, you do not dare tell the truth. If you do, they'll come after and target you and make your life miserable. They can even put you in prison because you've signed an agreement not to let anything out. And they've covered this thing up ever since Roswell, New Mexico. Roswell there, and suddenly there was a craft there. People actually saw the wreckage of the craft. But everything has been done, and through the intervening years, always playing this down, and even certainly responsible people, when their whole government positions have to lie. And unfortunately, you can't believe most of what's put out in the media, because the media is controlled as well by 6 major, maybe now 7 major corporations. But when Professor Ben Bagdikian, who's a left-wing radical, left-wing professor, wrote a book called The New Media Monopoly, I don't care whether he's suddenly a left-wing radical, the left-wing extreme. He gave a very accurate appraisal of the control, the media monopoly. The book is called The New Media Monopoly. We carry it. I've talked to him. I've tried to get him to come onto our programs. He's really almost afraid to come onto the programs. But his book is well worthwhile reading, The New Media Monopoly. The media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen, and most of what you get from the television and radio just is not true. And suddenly this is why I do what I do. I suddenly 5 days a week, and now 5 days a week, 5 hours a day. Go right ahead, Ellie.
That's amazing, Dr. Stan, and we applaud you for your service and what you do day after day after day. Doing radio 5 hours a day is exhausting, and it's just
well, I appreciate what you do, Ellie. God has given each of us an assignment. I have a lot easier than you do. I don't have to travel down to Peru to see all those things. But I will tell you, of course, a lot of this is covered in LA's DVDs, which we do carry. Watchers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the last one on Watchers 7 has some fascinating footage of UFOs and all the other things that go along with this interdimensional beings that are out there. Go right ahead.
One of the most astounding things that we did, and of course, Watcher 7 is called Physical Evidence, and the accompanying book is called Further Evidence. Well, you say, well, what evidence do we have? Well, we went into the lab. I'll give you the backstory. This one gentleman was abducted, and he called Dr. Lear, and Dr. Lear came to the house, and they were looking at the house, and they found, to their amazement, that the cabinets were magnetized. They had a Gauss meter, which measures magnetism. And they were able to see that the cabinets, wooden cabinets, were magnetized. They went up to the site of the abduction in the bed where the husband and wife were sleeping. This is where it gets really bizarre. The side of the bed where the husband was, and he was the one that was abducted, was magnetized. The side of the bed where the woman was not magnetized. It gets better. They used a black light to see if there was any fluorescence. And the reason why they did this, as a researcher, Dr. Lear began to realize that sometimes there was fluorescent traces left by these entities, wherever they're from. And sure enough, they were handprints on the wall, like looking like a child's handprint, right next to the wall, right next to the bed where the window was, which fluoresced. And they asked the owner if they could cut out the wall board so they could test it. And the owner agreed to that. And of course, they put a new piece and patched it and painted the room and everything else. Well, when we're in the lab, one of the reasons why we went into the lab and we went to Seal Lab was to look at this sample of the four-fingered handprint that fluoresced. And it did, of course, we're in the lab now, and we turned all the lights off, took the black light out. And, of course, there was the four-fingered handprint fluorescing in the lab, about the size of a small child's handprint. And what was interesting is at the end of the fingers, Dr. Stan, instead of looking like human fingers, they flared out. They were bulbous at the tips, which we found very interesting. So we took a sample of the material, which was on the drywall, and we put it into a scanning electron microscope with an EDX feature. The EDX feature measures and shows us on a graph what the material is comprised of. And, of course, the technician who was there is very familiar with how all this operates. And I asked him, I said, what are we looking at here? He says, well, first of all, we're not seeing any of the trace minerals and that should be if this was human. And I said, well, what are you saying? And he says, well, what I'm trying to tell you is there's no the composition of this, whatever it is, shows has none of the properties that we should see if it was human. So I pressed in again, and I said, without putting words in your mouth, are you trying to tell us that this handprint isn't human? He looked at me and said yes, which was absolutely astounding. So this is what's in Watcher 7, where we've got, excuse me, hardcore physical evidence of an entity entering a room that, and you say, well, that's a nice story, but we've got the evidence. We've got the four-fingered handprint that fluoresces, and when we put it under a scanning electron microscope with an EDX feature, it shows us that none of the minerals that should be there, or the elements that should be there for a human being, are present, which is absolutely astounding. That's just one of the things that we took into the lab and experimented and looked at it as physical evidence. One of the other things that we looked at was we were in Mexico interviewing Jaime Masson, who let us, by the way, use hours and hours and hours of real UFO footage, uncut, not photoshopped in any way. The original footage, we walked out of there with 2 terabytes worth of it, and we show a lot of that, sort of a montage of that in the beginning of Watcher 7 to let people know that the phenomenon is real, burgeoning, and not going away. But Jaime had in his possession this large metal sphere, and we were able to take samples from the exterior and the interior of the sphere, and then, of course, put them under a scanning electron microscope.
Now, you need to tell our listeners what this metal sphere is. Where did it come from?
Okay.
What is it?
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Jaime was given this sphere from a farmer, and he heard this hissing noise one morning, and he looked up, and this, like a meteor, was streaking across the sky, and this object fell into his field and exploded and killed a cow that was nearby. So they went up and they looked at the sphere and they brought it to Jaime. And it's this round metallic object with nothing inside of it at all. It's hollow. And part of the, like, if let's say it was a globe, the North and South Pole are both blown out. The metal has melted. Well, we took samples of this because we weren't sure what it was. And was it, when I looked at it, my gut feeling was, well, this doesn't look at all extraterrestrial, but we didn't know.
Well, basically, it's not a meteor. It's something that has been made, it's manufactured, it's worked. But the question is, was it made by humans or was it made by humanoids?
And this is what, this is a $64,000 question. That's why we were in the lab trying to ascertain and to figure out what it was we're looking at. We took samples from the exterior of the sphere and the interior. The exterior of the sphere really didn't show us anything that was anomalous or strange at all. In fact, it was mostly comprised of titanium. The interior of the sphere was very interesting because what we found was sort of a bundle of what may have been carbon nanotubes. It sort of looked, it reminded me of fiber optic cable, these tubes that were there that we had no idea what we're looking at. And Richard Shaw, my business partner and the director and co-producer of Watcher 7, did some research online and saw that, okay, some of these spheres are used for refueling purposes and all this other stuff, but we couldn't find one that even came close to matching what Jaime Masson had. So we, you know, the verdict is still out on this. We find it very strange that there were no moving parts in it, and it had these what appeared to be light fiber optics or carbon nanotubes, something in the interior of the object. So once again, Watcher 7 has real, you know, hardcore physical evidence.
And, of course, basically when you sit, you'll actually watch, you'll see the sphere, you'll see them biopsying, taking specimens of the sphere. I mean, it's maybe a foot and a half high and maybe a couple of feet long, foot and a half long, been hollow in the middle. I mean, whatever it is, it's man-made or certainly it's made. It may not have been made by mankind, though, but go ahead.
Oh, and that's the whole thing. We really don't know what it is. And the reason why we went with this is Jaime showed us a clip, and we show part of this clip, of course, in Watcher 7 in the montage. There's a craft. there's something that's in the atmosphere, and it's hovering there, and from both ends of it, it's ejecting these glowing spheres, one after another. And it's like a line of these things floating in the air. We have no idea what this is, Dr. Stan, none. But we have it on tape. We have it on film. I mean, there it is. I mean, what is this craft doing, and what are these objects that it's ejecting from itself? And it's just like, it's like spitting them out, like bam, 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 bam. From both ends of the ship, these objects are being emitted. And are they drones? Are they? We have no idea what they are. It's just astounding. And again, we show this because, look, nobody's got all the answers. We certainly don't. But what we're trying to do is alert people that something is going on, and we all need to start to pay attention to it.
I agree with you. It's something of a supernatural matter. Would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry if they'd like to?
Sure. Just go to the website, which is lamarzulli.net, www.lamarzulli.net, and you'll see all sorts of goodies there. Lots of resources to check out and get educated, basically. Get up to speed.
And basically, of course, we carry the Watchers, and we carry a couple of Lynn's books. I'm not L.A.'s books. And certainly, but anyway, if you're right, unfortunately, we don't have any time for questions this evening. But certainly, I didn't want to take questions because I didn't want to detract from what L.A. is telling you. I mean, this is a fascinating DVD. And basically, if somebody wants to spell his name, it's M-A-C-U-L-L-A. Is that right?
No, M-A-R-Z-U-L-L-I.
Marzulli, okay, fine. Our producer has to do that. Well, we're just about done. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well, look, we're closing in on the Christmas season, and we celebrate the birth of Messiah. Whether or not it happened on December 25th is irrelevant. This is what we celebrate. And we believe he's the savior of the world. And we believe that he came into the world of a virgin, and that he led a sinless life, and that he was both God and man, and that by shedding his blood on Calvary and by believing on him, we have eternal life. He told us, he warned us, that men would faint from fear from what is coming on the earth, and that the elect would be deceived if that were possible. The church needs to understand these are his words, and they're words of warning, and this stuff is happening in real time. Wake up, folks.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's an organized effort to discredit Christianity. Why is there such an effort to discredit Christianity? Because there is another force out there that has an intense hatred of Christianity and everything that is noble and worthwhile and good in the world. And I appreciate so much what you do, L.A., and certainly getting the information for us. We'll look forward to talking to you again on one of our other programs in the near future.
Thanks so much, Dr. Stan. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
And Merry Christmas to you. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we've watched all of L.A.'s DVDs, and we are featuring right now on number 7 because it covers what we talked about tonight. You'll see some of the most amazing footage there on UFOs and pictures, very reliable pictures. These are not imaginary. These are very real from many, many sources, and I think you'll be convinced that there certainly is this element out there. And where do they come from? Well, I certainly agree with L.A. These are interdimensional beings. These are interdimensional craft. And there is another force out there that most Americans really don't understand, in which the church is not preparing us to accept that there is going to be some sort of a confrontation. When it's coming, I don't know, but certainly we should be prepared for it. So if you'd like to get the Watchers 7 DVD, or you want to get into the others, but let's start with Watchers 7, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for Watchers 7. Now we'd be glad to get you certainly Watchers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And hopefully after you've seen 7, you'll want to get the others. L.A. does an excellent job with this. We also carry certainly one or two of L.A.'s books. And then we have two books by Tom Horn. Certainly they get into the background of what's happening spiritually as far as the Catholic Church is concerned. Now, I don't want to pick on the Catholics. Certainly we have a lot of Catholic listeners. But these dark and sinister spiritual forces we're talking about have infiltrated both the Protestant and the Catholic Church. But these books deal with the Catholic aspect of it. One is called Exo Vaticana. Exo Vaticana, the other is called Petrus Romanus. And they're written by Tom Horn and Chris Putman, and they will give you tremendous insight into the supernatural forces which are working within the Catholic Church today, and how, of course, the Vatican is being used to facilitate this movement towards the one world religion. Now, how can you have possibly a one world religion? Well, the only way you can do that is by destroying Christianity. And there is an organized effort to do exactly that. And unfortunately, there are people working at the upper echelon of the Vatican and of the Catholic faith, as there are people working within the upper echelons of the Protestant faith, to bring about this one world government and certainly neutralize Christianity. They've already changed the music and the message of the Protestant Church and the Catholic Church, and it's only going to get worse in the time that lies ahead. And Tom's book, Exo Vaticana, and I believe that's the one where I actually write the foreword to it. And then his other book, Petrus Romanus, they're both available from Radio Liberty. Fascinating reading, taking you into information you won't get elsewhere. Tom does an excellent job on this. Tom and certainly L.A. Marzulli, they're both ministers, ordained ministers. I'm simply an orthopedic surgeon, retired orthopedic surgeon. But I've been studying this for a long period of time and recognize the spiritual component to what's going on. on. So remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I send the Watchers 7 is an excellent DVD. And then, of course, we have the others. If you'd like to get them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then, of course, if you'd like to get the books by Tom Horn, Petrus Romanus and Exo Vaticanum, why these two books, excellent going into the background and the supernatural forces working within the Catholic Church and the Vatican today. And you'll read things there that you'll never hear elsewhere. And they've actually gone and they've talked to some of the leaders of the Catholic Church who openly recognize and admit that they believe that this other dimension is there, and certainly that they are going to be, these forces are going to be coming into our world, into our society. And many of them actually believe in UFOs coming from certainly other satellites, other universes. Incredible information that they've gotten from talking to key people within the Catholic faith. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.